Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Nina. How are
Hi,
you?
How you doing, Miss Weaver? I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm fine. I'm
okay,
fine.
So
Finally.
I got your email. Okay, so
uh-huh.
I just wanted
Uh-huh.
to go over a couple of things with you of what I see of the discrepancies
Okay.
with pay. Okay.
Okay.
Do
Yes.
you have something handy to write on so I can give you these dates?
Yes. You know what? Yes. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to need a timesheet from you for July 29th,
okay,
July 30th,
okay,
and then I need from you August 3rd,
okay,
and then I need August the 11th.
Okay.
August 13th.
Okay.
And then you're caught up. I just have to reach out to Mark to let him know what I need from him.
Okay. July 29th, 30th, August 3rd, 11th, and 13th.
Yep.
Okay, I'll get them to you. Yes, I have to print some. Are they still the same timesheets that we always
mm-hmm.
use?
Yes.
Okay.
So just
go ahead.
To do the timesheet, take a picture of it and send it to me as a text message so I can just add it
to
the account.
Okay, perfect. And because I was wondering, I have been calling the Passion
Care
office.
What number are you calling?
The somebody called me from Passion Care in New York, somebody named
that's the
Mr.
billing
Green
department. Yeah, that's the billing department. So they really don't, no one really answers that phone like that because that's the billing department.
I just called, Mr. Jensen even called because he said he couldn't get in touch with the young lady that's not there anymore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't know who to, until you sent the message, he didn't know who to reach out to.
So I truly apologize. What happened was when she decided to leave, our IT team, they were supposed to leave her stuff up so therefore I can be able to get all you guys' information. So I had to wait until they gave me access to it.
Got you. I understand. But I was just curious because I said, like I know Mark Jr. had been waiting for someone to respond to him about benefits because he submitted his application. He hasn't had benefits since he was eligible back in December. He kept asking me. I said, he submitted an application when I submitted an application, and submitted it a second time also.
Now,
which
place is he submitting the benefits to?
So Sydney or someone in that office sent an email to me and him that it was
open enrollment.
They gave us, yes.
Gotcha.
And they sent us, and we filled out the paperwork and everything. We sent it back the same time. I was eligible in October, whereas he would have been eligible in December. And the reason why is because I was on a different health insurance, and my insurance coverage was discontinued. So that's why I was eligible, even though we both submitted our applications at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
She did respond back and say he wouldn't be eligible until December. So she kept the application, but she never enrolled him in December.
I'm going to follow up with that matter, and I'm going to have someone reach out to you guys on who to talk to in regards to benefits, okay?
Please. I'm thinking, I didn't know if the forms had changed for us or the same timesheets because we got a phone call from Mr. Green or Mr. Gray, who's the number we called, and the voice, it says his name, but then it says that voicemail box is full. So,
yeah,
he's
no longer
trying to
with
call
us either. Mm-mm.
Oh, and you know what I said to Mark?
So,
I said,
yeah.
What if he's not there no more either?
Nope.
Because I've been just trying. No wonder he has a full mailbox. because he called me back in April or March, asking me about, he was just checking in and wanted to make sure that we had the correct forms to do our timesheets. And I told him, I said, well, I've been using the same form that they gave me, just making copies and using the same form over and over and over. No one ever told me about any new forms, and no one ever told me about any new procedures, no new testing, no new training, no new nothing. So I don't know. And then he was like, okay, well, this is what he said. And this was our last conversation. He said, I'm going to give you a call next week, and we'll just go over everything. I'm still waiting for that phone call. So I'm stuck. Like, I'm like, I said to Mark, I said, I hope there's not something that we didn't do. And he's been texting Sydney and messaging, and now you told us that she's not there. That explains it.
Yeah.
So we were just, we're lost trying to be in compliance, but when you don't know, you don't know.
Right. Yeah, correct.
So, and until you reached out, we had no idea.
And it's so sad because Sydney was informed to call each and every client caregiver to inform that she is no longer going to be with the company, and this is the person that you need to speak to in regards to anything.
Never got a call until you reached out.
Yeah, I apologize.
Then when my paycheck was short, I was like I don't know if I missed something or if it was the Treasury Department doing a wage tax, but I was panicking. So.
Yeah.
Because that was a nice little chunk, and I'm like, now I know I paid my tax debt last tax season, so it shouldn't be them. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So.
Yeah, but as soon as you send me them timesheets, I will close them days out that's unverified.
Okay, and so moving forward, we do the same routine timesheets that we've been doing.
Yes.
Because I would do my sheet, and then Mark would do his sheet, I would screenshot it and send it to Sydney's email or text.
Nope, Sydney's email is dead. It's nothing. We can't get nothing from it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
her computer's been shut down. So send it to this number that I'm speaking to you off of. This is my direct line.
Then I will make sure it gets done this evening as soon as I get to work, because I go to work at 7. I'm at the gas station right now, but.
Yeah.
I will make sure I do my timesheets this evening, and I'll have Mark reach up to you.
I'm going to give him a call to let him know what
I need.
Okay,
perfect.
And do me a favor. If any time that you clock in late, please clock out the difference.
Okay.
Because
I'm
seeing 15 minutes short some days.
So I should clock out 15 minutes later.
Yeah, so if you clock in at 7:15, you need to clock out at 7:15.
Okay, because see, now we were told that even if you come to work on, like, that's why Mark was calling Sydney, because he was sometimes, because we clock in from his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's asleep or has just had a treatment or something and his phone is somewhere, like, I'm not going to go moving him around to get his phone. So if he wakes up, he'll say, oh, I forgot to clock you in. And he talked to Sydney. She told him if it's past 15 minutes, just call her and not clock in.
No.
So that might have been an incorrect way, but he was only doing what he was told to do. So now I know that if she clocks us in late, however many minutes late.
Right. You need
to
clock out that difference.
Got you.
So you know you are aware that you are on HHA, the app, right?
Yes. I can do that on the app.
You can clock in and out on the app. This is where you can go on the app to verify that your clock ins and out is registering. This is where you can see confirmation of all your clocks.
So I can't clock in myself. I still have to clock in from his phone, right?
You can, but if you want to verify that all your clock ins and out is registering successfully, then you can go on the HHA app and look at confirmed visits. And it'll show you all your visits clocked in and out.
Okay. So if I use that, I still have to do a physical timesheet?
Nope. If you use the app, then.
I didn't know. She never told me.
So
she never told me.
The timesheet is only when there is either no clock in or no clock out, or clock in with no clock out.
Wow. I've been doing the manual timesheets forever.
Yeah. I don't like timekeepers.
Like
you know why?
Because me neither.
Nope. I'm gonna tell you why. Because the state changed everything now. They want the caregivers to clock in and out, and what happens is on their profile, they get a EVV utilization percentage, and if that ever gets too low, then we can lose a contract because of
it. Wow.
So right now you are at 89.78, and each caregiver needs to stay consistent at 85%.
Gotcha.
So with that being said, when you miss a clock, a missed clock in and out for here and there is fine, but when there's too many days and we got to input a timesheet, then it takes some of them points away from your utilization percentage.
Didn't know. Had no idea. Wow.
Yeah.
I would have been, as much as I hate timesheets, I would have been using that app.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can check that app periodically to make sure your clock ins and out is registering successfully.
I will do that, and I will, when I get to work this evening, I will definitely do those timesheets and get them, screenshot them, and text them to you.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You just enlightened me. You just made my day because I thought that was something that I did or didn't do, and I'm like, nobody told me, and who do I reach? Like, that's why I sent you a second message because I'm like, I don't know. Who's on first or what I'm supposed to do? Because the other dude never picked up the phone, and then Mark was like, he don't never answer. I said, I know. So now we know he's not there. So okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'll be corresponding with you because I'm a contact person. Like I like to talk.
Of course.
And I don't mind it. You know, if you're busy, I understand. That's why you work, because you're busy. That's what you're supposed to do. Be busy.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, if I'm just hanging out there and I don't know what I'm doing, like, what am I supposed to do? I don't want to not be in compliance and then be penalized for it later. So that's why I reached out again, because I'm like, I told Mark, I said, I can feel the crunch of that $600. Now, luckily for me, my car, I don't have a car payment anymore, but my car broke down. So I had to rent a car.
Your money.
So now,
yeah, for sure.
You know, so I'm like, how?
Mm-hmm.
I got to pay another probably $500. Or the rent this car for the rest of the month, so I figure out what I'm gonna do about my car that's sitting and needs to be towed. So that's why I reached out.
Gotcha.
I appreciate you calling me back, especially this time on a Friday too.
Yeah, no problem. I got you.
Thank you. Okay. I'll get them sheets to you this evening. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
You're welcome. You take care. All
you
right.
as well. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye.